Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And certainly, it has been a very big week in free agency. Time now to shift gears. We're going to focus our attention on the start of the college football season. We're going to head out to the SEC. We're going to visit with the Assistant Director of Athletic Performance at the University of Missouri, my good friend Scott Bird. And Scott is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line tonight. Hello, Scotty.
How are we doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. Always look forward to the weekends. Weekends start early on the Big E Sports Show. So here we go. It is the countdown to the season, the college football season, and we're going to shine the spotlight on your Missouri Tigers, a team that finished 11-3 last year, 7-1 in the SEC, and they're coming off winning the SEC East Division title. Okay, so the bar is set high. What are your expectations for the upcoming year?
Well, obviously, our guys have really, you know, they expect now to get back to that championship game is something that is, you know, we've been fortunate to be there the last 2 years in a row. And so our guys know, you know, what it takes to get there. We know that it's not easy because each year in this conference, things get tougher and tougher. And so, you know, we've really been working, trying to rebuild on the things that we need to work on. And, you know, every year you lose some guys, you lose some not only playmakers but some leaders, and we're trying to fill those holes. And that's part of what our summer training is all about, is getting guys not just physically in shape and the things that we need to do there to get them physically ready, but also develop the leaders we need to go out there on the field and help us hopefully get to a third straight championship game. And then our next goal now is to actually win the thing. Now that we've been there twice, you know, we want to get over that hump and win the thing and see what we can do from there.
Well, of course, you were talking about losing some players. The Tigers lost 23 roster players from last season. 22 of them were seniors. Who are some of the guys that you look to step up and fill those voids?
Well, we have some great guys out there. And like I say, we lost some good ones. But, you know, Coach Finkel and his staff have done a great job of recruiting players that have come in and be able to step in and fill roles. And, of course, our quarterback, Matty Mock, is going to, you know, be expected to continue to do some great things on the offensive side. And, you know, we have Charles Harris as a defensive end that's going to hopefully do some good things for us. This is a time that, you know, we'll look for hopefully him to shine. And, you know, we got some guys that you're looking for that hopefully you'll step up. And, you know, there's several players that we think can have the opportunity. You know, you just wait till camp and see who's going to. We're usually surprised by one or two guys each year that can step in there that maybe you think aren't quite ready, but they show you that they are. And so, you know, we're hoping that some of that happens as well. It happens every year, and so it's always a pleasant surprise. But those are two guys, one on each side of the ball, and Charles and Matty, that we expect that can be able to do some good things. They show good leadership throughout the summer. Cantrell Brothers is a kid that has been a good leader for us in the past, and so we'll expect things from him. At the linebacker spot, Michael Shearer is another linebacker that does a good job for us. And so, like I say, there's numerous kids. They all have a little bit different role that they play. And Evan Bame, our starting center, is another one on the offensive line front. So. Well, like I said, we have some guys there that we expect to be great leaders on and off the field for us, as well as performing on the field.
Okay, we're shining the spotlight on the Missouri Tigers, visiting with Scott Bird, the Assistant Director of Athletic Performance, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And obviously, in the offseason, unfortunately, Scott, making headlines was one of your leaders, the Missouri Tigers defensive lineman, Harold Brantley. He was in a serious car accident, and as I understand, he's going to be out the entire season.
Yeah, unfortunately for Harold, that it looks to be the case. But fortunately for Harold, also he's already starting his road to recovery. But there's going to be some obstacles he'll have to go through. But he's doing well. He's under great care. I got a chance to see him about a week ago, and he was in good spirits. And so you know, he's a great, positive young man, and he'll approach all the things he has to do to get himself back, just like he's approached his preparation. And we're excited for it. We're happy that he's doing well, and we'll look forward to getting him back out there as soon as he's ready to go.
Well, Harold Brantley, I mean, how does that affect the Tigers in terms of the leadership that he brings? I mean, I know you guys have that next man up mentality, but Harold's really special.
He really is, and the thing is that he'll still be around, you know, to be able to talk to the guys and be able to help some of the guys. You know, and that was one of the first things he sent a message to our players, just talking about, you know, hey, it's the next guy up, just like you said, and we need somebody to step up, fill those shoes. And we have guys who are talking about that we need this to happen now. And, It's not time to feel sorry for anybody. It's just time to get work done because there is, like we talked about earlier, that expectation level. And so the good thing is, like I say, he'll be around to be able to help guys out and talk them through some things and help with that. So that'll be a bonus for us as well.
The Assistant Director of Athletic Performance at the University of Missouri, Scott Bird, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. You can always, twice is nice, you can go back and listen to our podcast page at YahooSportsRadio.com/podcast. So, Scott, let's talk about the perception of Gary Pinkel's program. I mean, it's not necessarily the sexy pick, the most popular, but you guys win year in and year out. I mean, the preseason rankings aren't necessarily always true. How have you guys been able to do that, have that sustaining winning formula for success? Because you just keep doing it and getting it done.
Well, Coach Pinkel's a firm believer. He's got what we call the program that we do, and he's a firm believer in that program, something that he's developed years and years of being a head coach. And our player development, the things we're able to do with guys and developing them physically and bringing them along in the program. And plus, we, you know, they recruit good kids, and that fits into the program. And he's just done a tremendous job of being able to get the right people that fit and to do that and maintain consistency. Obviously, we've had some changeover in coaching staff over the last few years. But, again, he does the same thing, getting a good fit for the program and finding the people that will continue on, you know, and hold the expectation level that we have for our, you know, our coaches and players and just the whole program. And he's done a great job of that. And he's, it seems like just continues to get better and better. And, you know, all of us that work within the program from athletic performance, athletic, you name it, that, you know, everybody is there to follow in those footsteps. And we learn from him. We follow him. You know, we do the same in our area, a lot of the same things that that have helped him make the football program successful. We use in our area to help us make successful, you know, make us successful. So I just think consistency with him as far as has been a key that he sticks with what he believes in. And, you know, if things aren't going quite that way, we persevere and get through it. And eventually we have success.
I thought it was interesting, too, listening to Coach Pinkel online. He talked about, you know, he's only lost four coaches in 14 years. He does not have a lot of turnover in terms of his staff. And that really says a lot about his ability in terms of leadership and also how he manages people.
Yeah, he does a really good job. And like I say, we have, you know, everybody has a role. It's just like on any team. Everybody has a role that they play and a job that they do. And we've been fortunate to have guys that play those roles and do those jobs well, and they like working for him. He's a good guy to work for, and so yeah, that's one of the keys to our consistency over the years.
Okay, Scott Bird is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about the Missouri Tigers. It was interesting, you know, Scotty, you and I had a chance to talk earlier in the week, and one of the secrets to the Tigers' success just over the past few years has been in the Tigers' minds. I'd love for you to share with the listeners across the country just the different approach that the Tigers staff, that you guys take in terms of with this positive coaching. Tell us about this.
Well, several years ago, our then track and field coach, Dr. Rick McGuire, had started this program through the Ed Psych program that was geared towards positive coaching. And we now have a degree program called positive coaching. And the theory behind it is you can be demanding and not demeaning with your players. And so many of our coaches, not only in football, but across the board, have bought into that. And one of the unique things is now we have so many student athletes that actually graduate early and continue on, you know, still have eligibility left. We have a lot of athletes actually enrolled in the program. So not only are they hearing it from the coaches, they're actually experiencing it from a student standpoint as well. But it's one of those that we feel like that, you know, everybody trains, you know, there's a lot of teams out there do a good job physically. And we want to know what can we do to separate ourselves a little bit more. And our director of athletic performance, Dr. Pat Ivey, went in, and one of the things he said, you know what, I'm going to go in and I'm going to learn more about this. He got in the program, actually has got his doctorate in the Ed Psych, and so we not only deal with the physical aspect with our athletes, especially our football players, but we even have, what, like one time a week, we have a meeting, what we call mental conditioning meetings, so that we can teach our football guys, we teach them how to utilize mental conditioning, how to be better on the field, and how how you can better handle successes as well as failures and be able to continue to maintain that success, and also how it can play not just on the football field but in the classroom, in life, and how a positive mindset can help you get through those things. And we've even had players go on to the NFL that have talked about how that has helped them succeed at the next level because of the skill set they learned on the mental side as well as the football side.
Scott Byrd, Assistant Director of Athletic Performance at the University of Missouri, is with us tonight at YSR. And, you know, Scott, we go way back. You were my strength and conditioning coach at the University of Oklahoma. Just what are the differences that you're seeing, just how, you know, the approach to the game, how much that has changed? And I also wanted you to share with our listeners tonight, what's the difference between coaching in the Big 12 Conference and the SEC in terms of level of competition?
Well, first of all, as far as the differences in just what we talked about, how it's evolved over the years, how now in our area, you know, we call it athletic performance because it's
right.
So much more involved than just strength and conditioning. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do so much that sports science has really gotten involved. We do a really good job with that at Missouri. We involve our GPS tracking systems, heart rate monitors. We do so many things that help our athletes perform at a higher level, and the nutrition spot has come in, you know, at a much higher level than it ever was before. And for us, we're very fortunate because our nutrition people are right there in the weight room with us. And, we've done a really good job. Missouri's trying to set a tone on how to be able to utilize all these things to help us be successful. And that's something that's going to help us because obviously the SEC to kind of segue into that, is a very tough conference. And, mm-hmm. Top to bottom, there's a lot of teams, and it's not just football. As we found, you know, baseball is obviously very successful. Track and field is very successful. There's a lot of sports in the SEC. Softball, as we saw this last year, is very successful. So we're always trying to find ways that we can help our student athletes perform at a higher level and be more successful so that we can go out and compete in what we feel like is a very, very, you know, a great conference to be a part of. And the Big 12 was a great conference as well. And for me, personally, growing up in the Big 8 to the Big 12 and actually being a part of the Southwest Conference for a short time, it was tough at first, but it's been enjoyable. And it's a little bit different league, but it's still a very tough league. And one of the unique things is it seems like everybody wants the group as a whole to be successful. And we know that each individual school, the more successful they are, the more successful the conference is. And so that's something that's been a little unique and fun to be a part of.
Scott, I think you're revealing your age a little bit when you start mentioning the Southwest Conference. That's a little scary.
Yeah, I kind of tell some of our young staff members at times, I said, I'm very fortunate. I have some championship rings from a couple of conferences
sure.
that aren't even in existence anymore. And so I have to sometimes explain to them, yeah, what the Big 8 in the Southwest Conference
yep.
even was.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott Byrd, Assistant Director of Athletic Performance at the University of Missouri, does an amazing job. It's been way too long. You were on our show a few years back. We got to have you back again. Okay, thanks, Scotty.
I love being on. I appreciate the opportunity. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, connect with us online at Twitter @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.